Hi, it's Playhouse 194. Congratulations to Becky, who just picked up some Shinedown tickets and $400 cash in 194's Playlist Payday. Now, we play four times a day with that one, and we have a winner four times a day. Every time somebody's winning cash or concert tickets, and then the cool thing is you get that chance to upgrade to potentially $100,000 if you decode our super secret $100,000 playlist of that list of songs at 194.com. Could be any three of those songs in a specific order. You get that, you walk away with that 100K, and I am just like so sweaty every time we do this because, you know, our boss is like secretly hoping nobody gets that playlist because I think that comes out of his, he has to refinance his house then.
It makes sense. It's almost like Deal or No Deal, where the dealer
the
or whatever
banker.
The banker is up there with no lights on. It's just the shadow. That's our boss.
You
just
know,
every
yeah.
time somebody calls in, he's like, they better not get this playlist right.
You know, I never really thought of him as the evil banker before from Deal or No Deal, mostly because that's kind of a dated reference. But I 1,000,000% agree with you. He is kind of the evil banker.
I just watch a lot of Game Show Network, okay?
So that's kind of how he is. A lot of people don't know who he is because, you know, they just have the silhouette of that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people don't know who our boss is.
You know, if there's ever an angry silhouette in the hallway staring at me, it usually is the banker, our boss
true.
Dan.
It's the banker.
1,000,000%. So Relationship Ref, a segment on the Playhouse where we have a couple, usually, and they're disagreeing about something. And they have come to the agreement that the best way to move forward is to look to the Playhouse family, who has no bias, no skin in the game whatsoever. And we just weigh in, I'm Team So-and-So or Team So-and-So. And today we have Rod with a D. I accidentally called him Rob when we were kind of doing a pre-interview, and he got so mad at me. Rod, and Pam, like Pam from The Office, which she said she never has heard that before. So, Rod and Pam, why are we disagreeing today, guys?
Yeah, so I'm having a bit of an argument with my wife, Pam. Our daughter wants to go to the Taylor Swift concert. And, you know, don't worry, I'm not asking Y94 for tickets.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, you could register for a chance to win some, but...
But yeah, you know, I want to buy our daughter Taylor Swift tickets, and that's basically the issue. And she just graduated. I'm so proud of her. You know, she's going to be moving out of state, college, at the end of the summer. So I think we should buy her tickets for graduation gift. And, you know, it would be a great summer memory before she leaves.
Okay. Well, obviously, for this to be a relationship ref issue, there's a disagreement here. So, Pam, do you not like that idea as a gift?
Come on, graduation gift? Like, we just gave her money.
Well, you know, McKinley has been asking for these tickets.
We've talked about this. The tickets are too expensive. And you know, I would never say no to making memories for our daughter, but I think we can use that money on something else for McKinley or our family.
I think, you know, with her leaving, this would be a great memory for her and I.
You think she's going to bring you, Rod?
Yeah, you actually think, wait, so is that what you're thinking? This is going to be like a father-daughter, like, bonding moment or what?
Yeah, I mean, she's my baby girl. I would have hoped she'd want to go with me. I mean, it would be a great bonding experience. I mean, every time we're in the car, you know, while she was growing up, we would always listen to Taylor Swift. You know, we'd sing her songs when I'd drive her to soccer practice, and you know, this would bring it full circle, you know, before my baby girl moves away. And it's meant to be that, you know, she graduated. Taylor Swift was her show in a few weeks.
I mean, she's always had you wrapped around her finger. But, Rod, think about the kind of money you're going to spend on concert tickets.
Couple thousand.
Food, hotel. I know you'll buy her Taylor Swift shirts and stuff from that concert. It's all going to add up. I think the money could be spent in more useful ways.
Okay, Rod, here's the thing. If you've always... You just sing the songs with your daughter, McKinley, I think you said her name was. If you're singing in the car with her, taking her to soccer practice, then you have to know at least one song. So I feel like if you can at least right now, under pressure,
belt it.
Just belt a song. If you could do that, I feel like that's going to like take the cake that you have to get her a pair of tickets.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. A nice performance would probably sway some votes your direction.
That's easy. Oh, sure. Oh yeah. Cause the player's gonna play. Player's gonna hate, baby. I'm just gonna shake it off.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
That is about what I expected.
That is probably, yes, that's true.
All right, I think we have a fairly good view of what you guys are trying to accomplish here. So obviously, if you're on his side, you think that it makes sense to do this in addition to the money they've already given as a graduation gift. And if you're on her side, you're like, nah, you've done enough. She can get her own T-Swift tickets. Let us go ahead and take some votes to see where people land on this, okay? See if your beautiful singing proved a point or not. All right, 237, it's text 3527. Now this one is for you, Rod. It's T-Swift, Shake It Off, 184. I see I'm too late. It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-8-4, the number one hit music station in the middle of Relationship Ref. And today we have the case of Rod with a D and Pam. They are a married couple. They have a daughter that is just graduated, about to go off to college. And they already gave her for her like graduation gift, you know, some serious money. And Dad's like, you know what else would be a good graduation gift? If I dropped a couple thou on, you know, StubHub, got us some T-Swift tickets and... Well, me and my little girl go to Taylor Swift together, you know, if she wants to go with me, because we love Taylor Swift, and he had a very nice emotional reason. Well, Team Rod is like, yes, go ahead and spend a couple thou if you got it. Go right ahead. Team Pam is like, listen, you guys have already given her some money. There's better things to do with that money than a, you know, couple-hour concert. Knock it off. What are we getting for votes, Amy Kay?
Someone said, get the tickets for her. Dad needs to know, though. She's probably going to bring someone else. Someone else said, sobbing, let Dad take her. Personally, it is a once-in-a-lifetime concert. You definitely have to go check it out. Honestly, that money and the tickets, it would be a good idea, so I'm with Ron on this. I understand the dad wanting to go making memories with his baby, but in reality, she's not going to probably want to go with you.
That's the funny part. Literally thinks that's happening.
Someone said he should say he will bring her, he'll get the tickets, but he's the one who has to go, and then if she wants the other stuff, like all the merchandise... She would have to buy it. Team Dad, get those tickets. My dad and I went to a concert after I graduated high school, too, and that memory was worth so much more than money. They should go. Someone did point out, though, if the whole family isn't going to Taylor Swift, then I agree with Pam. Use the money for something else for the whole family, maybe like a trip to Hawaii, probably just as expensive. But most people are saying you should go.
Well, and I think probably where it got confused and muddled between the two of you is you're considering it like, you know, two graduation gifts. It's just an experience for dad and daughter is what it is. And that's what people are voting for is like the idea of them having that experience. Because, you have the sentimental reason. You listen to T-Swift while you're driving around in the minivan or whatever. It was a special thing to you. So it looks like that seems to be something that struck a chord with people.
Oh, no. Does this mean Rod wins?
I mean, to be fair, he was willing to do this on live radio.
Cause the player's gonna play. Player's gonna hate, baby, I'm just gonna shake it off.
It does kind of seem like people are liking the idea of them going, but maybe you gotta stop looking at it as a graduation gift and look at it more as, if you just call it an experience for the two, I kind of think maybe you just gotta back off on this one and let it play out.
Fine.
So you're conceding.
You won, Rod. All right.
Well, have a great time at the show. I hope your daughter really does take you. Otherwise, it's going to be real awkward.
And make sure you take Y94 if you do end up singing any songs at the show, because I want to see the rest of it.
All right.
All right. Well, if you want to save you some money, we are giving some away. 9-10, 12-10, 4-10. All the details, 194.com and 194's Taycation. So 9-10, your next chance of those. 8-10, the next chance of the playlist payday. Am I the Jerk? Group therapy all on the horizon. 737 with Ed. Eyes closed. 194 on the Playhouse. The morning, more music all day.